I read this quote this morning. This is a trail. But it was about this book. I'd have to go dig up the guy. I didn't know the guy's name, but he was speaking to missionaries going to China. So this would have been years ago, before you have all sorts of easy tools to manage language and translation, and said, it doesn't matter that you don't speak their language. Do you want to finish his thought? Why? Do you think you know why? Why didn't it matter? Because
the Holy Spirit interprets.
That's
universal language.
Yeah.
Love.
Yep. Holy Spirit. That's you're just it's like this is what matters, your character, this thing that comes out of you can't fake that. It's like, oh, Darla loves people. Why? Because she's got a bunch of words that say I love people. It's like she presents that. You present that. I'm known as somebody who cares or who listens, who has a language of heaven that endorses hope and faith and healing and so I had this I'll start it differently. So when we were we homeschooled the last part of our kids' education. We didn't start that way. And it wasn't, we wanted to be homeschoolers. It wasn't because we were upset at anybody. We weren't disappointed. It was, our kids were at Emmanuel, and it was good. It was good for us. It was small classrooms, and we appreciated Jesus being in the classroom and invited into the instruction. But as time went on, it was harder for Katie as a special needs. And they labored so hard with us, and we're like, okay, this that's time for a change. So we tried the public school with the IEPs, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They were so new-ish. You go back 20 years. And then that was okay for a little bit, but it really was depend on you, depend on the teacher, and then every year was more. It wasn't frustrating. It was like, okay, there's got to be a better way. We tried a charter school. And then we came home and realized this fit well. No, we weren't mad. We weren't disappointed. It fit well. It was us. And it fit our heart, it fit our passions, right? You get that. So, and when the kids got, for Chris, it's like, what do you want to do, Chris? You can stay at Emmanuel, and he's like, no, I want to go to public school, I want to go to Burroughs. So he wanted the social, wanted the networking, and bless him. We came to Justin, we asked Justin, hey, we're at that point, what do you want to do, Justin? And I don't want to put, you see over there?
Yeah.
I don't want to put words in his mouth, but so I can come out to instruction wearing my sweats and slippers and have a coffee pot right there and sit down here with somebody who I know cares about what I'm doing today and one-on-one instruction, and I'm going to be done with everything by, right, pretty... so after that, it was pretty a good fit for him. You know what would have been like if we said, okay, we're done with this, and we say, you're going to public school? What do you think the challenges would have been? I mean, when you're used to a intimate setting, you're used to, I can be casual and walk out of my bedroom and do this, and it's pretty different. It would have been hard. It'd have been a tough fit. Could you have made it work? Probably. Yeah. But it'd been tough. It would have, right? So, all that to say, I have a friend who I would say, I've told you my history so much on my church history, Baptist Church. And then I meet Holy Spirit through Jesus. Through Darla. She talks to me about Holy Spirit.
I knew you were going to say that, Darla.
So I never heard Holy Spirit. It was a word in a song. I mean, called the Holy Ghost. And Right, now it's a real. I'm like, what? Never prayed for people. Never heard prophecy. None of those things. And then I go into a place that worships, not out of a hymnal. And I loved hymnals. And all of a sudden, I'm feeling something different in worship I've never experienced before. And okay, this is real. And I'm attracted, and I'm wanting to, like, open my eyes and hear more about this. And I remember my parents coming to visit me. I was afraid to bring them. Why? Because I felt I was wrong? No. Because I thought they were wrong? No. But I know this is going to be uncomfortable, and I'm going to be uncomfortable, like, because there's this conflict, because I'm not in that place. I'm here. There's different things I'm hungry for. Mm-hmm. No drama. But it's like, it created some discomfort. Then I go on, and now I'm here. And I remember a few years ago, my mom telling me, oh, honey, do you think someday you'll be in a real church? Something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, but it wasn't mean.
No.
It wasn't mean. But for her, you know, the man of the cloth, the preaching kind of thing was like the pulpit and the pews and I remember telling my mom, and I wasn't being mean, I said, I hope not, because I love this. I love this kind of connection. I love stopping and going, okay, tell me, what's he saying, angel? And you're good with it, I'm good with it, it feels right. And look what happened this morning. Oh, I've got a word. I've got a verse. Dave comes in. I brought you a book. I don't know why I bought you a book. I didn't know it till I walked up to the table. Uh-huh. No, by the way, he wrote you something. It was the verse I read this morning. Isn't it? That was Thursday night. He gave a book to me this morning. I had a verse I was going to read that was saying, it was out of Colossians. It was the same kind of thing about the same thing. Maybe I'll come back and read it, but it's like, they're all the same. And there's a place, there's a here where we could say, hey, we're family. Mm-hmm. Look how that just kind of came together. That's a meaningful thing. Mm-hmm. So I had this friend in another town. And I would say similar journeys, probably. We don't know their total history, but where they're at today, just enjoying Jesus and enjoying Holy Spirit and have enjoyed intimate connection. Now they're like trying to find a church. And it's like the homeschool kid, Justin, having to go back to public school. Mm. It's like, it's not bad there. There's good people there, and they're right? But it's like, you're like, I'm frustrated, but fit. And it's a real thing. And I was thinking, yeah, it's like, I want to love it. I want to connect. I want to be here. And but the things that I'm hungry for, you're not hungry for. For the things I'm passionate about, you're not passionate about, and it's hard. And it's like, what do you do? And so I was just, you know, I was thinking about every Bible story I've ever been taught. Every sermon, let's do it that way. Every preacher that's ever given a message. Every sermon, every message, you can, you can break it up into, I would say, three boxes, okay? Box one is what I'll call a law-based message. I'll explain that. Box two is a grace-based message, okay?
Yeah.
And box three is... some from box one, some from box two. Okay, so when I say law-based message, it's like my interpretation of scripture, my application to you, it's my emphasis is on you and your works. Okay? When I say grace-based, box two, the emphasis, everything is like, it's all Him. It's Christ, and it's His work. Okay? And, well, you get +3. Some of me, some of him. So, all right, so, how do I know what box I'm in, Danny? Because I'm trying to find my peeps. I'm looking for my place, my happy place, right? So box one, you're going to hear words like, you must, you should, you're going to hear work,
yeah.
You're going to hear duty, you're going to hear debt,
yeah.
Obligation, perform, produce, lack, service, strive, commitment, struggle, suffer, obey, lots of sin. Yeah. Confess, convict, judgment, commandment, guilt, condemnation, penalty, punish. Get some words, get some others I'm missing maybe.
No, that's huge.
How about box two? Grace box. We're gonna hear the big one, love. You're gonna hear faith. Faith. And by the way, Dave knows this, man. Faith is just an identity word. Mm-hmm. I know who he is. I know who I am. I'm just gonna practice that relationship.
Yep. Yeah.
That's faith. Identity. Right. I know who I am. I know who I am.
Yeah.
That's faith. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're going to hear rest words, forgiven words,
yeah.
Favor,
yeah.
Receive. You're going to just believe. I just believe these things. Hope in these things. You're going to hear righteousness, justified, accepted, abide, mm-hmm. abundance.
Yeah.
Fullness.
Goodness.
Oh, there we go. Goodness. Connection. Relationship.
Yeah.
Beloved.
Yeah.
How about sons?
Yeah.
Daughters.
Yeah.
My kids. Children.
Yeah.
My children. Dad. These are my kids.
Yes.
You're going to hear good news, good news, good news, good news. Goodness, it's good. He's just good. Good, 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 good. He's so gooder than good. Hope, blessed, freedom. You're going to hear a lot of Holy Spirit, new creation, born again language, right? You're going to talk about life, Zoe life, eternal life. How about power? Truth versus wisdom. What is truth? let's put it under a banner. Jesus. Jesus glasses.
Right.
Right, there's box two. What's the gospel? What's it mean?
Good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Yeah.
So here we go. The best kind of message is box two. It's grace based, right? That's what. Every word I just said there, it's what makes the good news the good news. That's why it's called the gospel, right?
Yeah.
It's all it was always about the unconditional love of the Father, right? And he empowers you to just say, I want that. Empowers you to step into the hug. It empowers you to say, yeah, okay. I'm done with this. I just want that. I just want to be loved like that, okay? And sorry, but the worst kind of message is box one, right? By the way, and Jesus knew this because you see when he talks in the New Testament, because box one always leaves you desperate for Jesus. The Old Testament pointed to the new.
Why?
So the Old Testament is pointing you, right? You know, in fact, in Galatians 3, it says the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ. Mm-hmm. It literally propels us to Christ, right? And he does it by faith, it says.
Yes.
Identity, right? It's like I wake up to it. It's like, Oh my goodness. Over here, I can't do it. That's what the law does. I can't. I can't.
Right.
And I lose every single time.
Yeah.
I can't. And
that's the first box.
Yeah.
The law.
But this box three, it's like, it's the most dangerous. Because,
Maybe is that the dabbling box?
Yeah, it's a little bit dabbling of box one, a little bit of box two.
Rather than there, again, and God.
It's like...
But you never actually...
God, this is where God goes, oh, no. He's like, don't preach box three. It's like, because you're basically, you're corrupting my love. It's like you're sort of prostituting it because you're sort of like...
Yeah.
Using these control things to you, but using my love to like justify your control things, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is free, freely provided. Don't do that. And right. In fact, if you look at the New Testament, half the time that Jesus is talking to these, when there's Pharisees in the room, it's like he's really getting on the box three people, because you know Sermon on the Mount, when he's blessed. Are you blessed? Are you for this and this? And there's like, it's what are we? What's in the room? A bunch of hungry people. What's on the mountainside? Excuse me. Seekers.
Seekers. Yeah.
Box one's crushing me.
Yeah.
Right? There's no hope here. Seekers. And he's like, oh, bless the seekers. That's the whole Sermon on the Mount.
Right.
Bless the hungry ones.
Right.
Bless you that you're. That your eyes are open for the more. And in fact, Jesus is, he uses this, he actually magnifies the law there because it's like, because it's revealing what? The need for a savior.
Right.
But here's what he does when he gets to chapter, the very next chapter, because you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And, but the law, right? And he said, and he got in chapter 6 of Matthew, he says, you know, you've heard it said, but I say to you, right? And so he's opened their eyes to this.
That's an instant word, but is a good one.
Yeah, it's word, but it's, yes, right? And then after the cross, it's like, right? John, it's like, okay, the new is here. The new is coming, right? And Holy Spirit's gonna like, we're just gonna camp in box two, the grace box. And Holy Spirit's gonna help you stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna wanna go grab some box one stuff, but Holy Spirit's gonna live. Man, he's gonna help you stay there. And so the night he rose from the dead, right? It instructs the apostles, it's in Luke 24. Hey, tell them this, their sins are forgiven. There's a radical jump right now into box two. What? All forgiven. You have to do anything. Your sins are forgiven. All forgiven. It says God holds nothing against you. Receive his righteousness. Be reconciled to God. Here, I'll read some verses to you. I left my iPad over there. And now I looked over there and I couldn't find it, so I'm not going to search for it.
Okay.
I just closed my app, you knucklehead. you digital Bible people, you. Acts 13, verse 38 and 39. I guess I'll read out of the New King James. Hey, you look up, you got Bible, you look up Romans 5:17. And Dave, you got your Bible open?
Yeah, I got
okay.
A little.
You do 2 Corinthians 5, and I'll get to you. I'll tell you the verse in a second.
Okay.
That's 2 Corinthians 5.
Okay, let me go right now.
Angels got 5:17. These are just fine.
I'll take a picture.
Right? So Acts 13, okay, verse 38 and 39
okay.
Says, therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man, Jesus, is preached to you the forgiveness of sins.
Yeah.
And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. And box two, 100%. All right. Romans 5:17.
Danny, which one did you give me?
You're going to have 2 Corinthians 5:19-20.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
By one man's offense, death reigned. through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one, Jesus Christ.
Yay, grace wins.
Yeah. I heard, it was in our Tuesday night, and she said, sometimes people have more faith that Adam's one sin can poison everything than Jesus' one sacrifice can perfect everything.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We trust the other.
Yeah.
But we don't create a grid for Jesus came and eradicated all of it now.
Jeremy, that's 5:19-20?
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 5, 19-20. Go ahead.
Okay. So that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So this, yeah. there actually is, and brother, mm-hmm. there's a reason. Well, what's the Old Testament for then? I've not told you this before. It's like, why do I have a, I've got a toddler at the house. Why do I have a playpen? Why do I have a playpen, moms?
Keep them safe.
Keep them safe, right. It's not jail. It's to keep them safe. Why? There's things they haven't figured out yet. They haven't, right? They're still developing. There's things I don't understand. Oh, that could hurt me. I mean, the Ten Commandments was a playpen. There were boundaries that it was like, hey, there was such a distorted, polluted, confused sense of morality and understanding. And they don't understand the love of the Father, Heavenly Father. The Ten Commandments was the playpen. It's like, mm-hmm. hey, let's stay in the playpen, right? Jesus comes and says, hey, should my junior high age kid be in the playpen? No, it's like, why? Hey, they're learning. They can, don't do that, that'll hurt. But you were created for play and freedom and running around and
right.
interaction, connection, and right?
Yeah.
So there's so the playpen keeps me safe for a season, but I was created to live.
Yeah.
And to run.
Right.
And to do stuff, right? So the law, it's like God, we learn the law, we learn boundaries.
Right.
But it's like pointing us to grace. So mm-hmm. it's like, so Jesus, like, the Bible always takes us to this place of you weren't created to stay in the playpen. Get out of the playpen, okay? We're not, Bible says we're literally no longer under law.
Right.
No longer under law. We're 100% grace, right? The new covenant is grace.
Yes.
We have. In fact, I could read you a bunch of scriptures in Romans, Galatians. It just says, hey, we have no relationship to the law. Mm-hmm. None, right? Right now, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of figures, people in the New Testament that miss that. in fact, Paul gets a lot of them, smacks a lot of them. In fact, we see it at this Council of Jerusalem, where there was a bunch of Pharisee believers, maybe I should put that in air quotes, they insisted that the Gentiles have to live under the law. Right? They preferred law to grace. In Galatia, when Paul's talking to the Galatian church, they were, we like this part of the law. Namely, it was like circumcision, and there were special days that there was and in fact, Paul got these guys, it's like, as box three people, right? They like mixture, mm-hmm. a little bit of law, a little bit of grace, and Paul slammed them. In fact, Paul says to them, I'm afraid for you. Actually, he uses that language. I'm afraid for you. Because you've been everything about this. Here's what he told you about. We told you about his love and his total forgiveness, and yet you keep picking up these stones around their necks. Right? And Paul says, I'm afraid for you. It's subtle, right? This mixture thing. It's subtle.
No, law restricts you. Like,
because
you know what I mean? Like, So this is funny. So one time I was at another church playing music, big church here in town, and I had somebody come up to me. It was at Bill's church. I had somebody come up to me and say, "We're on stage," and they said, "Dave, could you wear work kind of wear?" And I go, "No," and they go, "Okay." I go, "Why would I want to be like you? Be like?" Because I wear shirts that are not Christian.
Yeah.
And I believe I can reach people a lot more than you can reach people. That's not why I wear them, that's just me. Then 2 weeks ago, we got a new worship leader, but she's not actually leading, this other girl's leading. Because the other one left, she got married. So anyways, she goes, "Dave, when my husband gets on stage, my husband sometimes in light, you can see the top of his head, you know, but on yours, you can't really, you know, because you got your glasses." And I go, "Oh yeah, so I take my glasses, I can be balder, right?" And I was just joking with her because I knew where she was going. So I said to her, I go, "So you're asking me to take my glasses off?" And I go, "I'm not doing that." So, you know, I feel that spirit of, what's that word? That restricting spirit there. There's a word for it. You're still living in the...
conforming.
Yeah. And you think that that's the reason why, other than whatever you do, you think that's going to bring in the Holy Spirit. So, all that... everything on. It worked out great. Yeah. It really did.
So I appreciate those verses we started off this morning.
I never felt that way. I never felt that way at Grace Point. I never felt that way. I felt freedom. And musicians need freedom to be able to express themselves. And if you try to constrict it like you're trying to, that's not going to work.
So sometimes we're in the church and
yeah.
we get...
you've seen plenty of it.
you get grace words enough grace words. It sounds appealing. Okay, we're saying the same things. And then all of a sudden, I get some law words, and it's like, well, okay, it sounds convincing. I hear what you're saying, and so how do I say no to that? Because I mean, I know what you're saying, you know. And you get them both, and then the problem is they don't mix.
Yeah.
Oil and water.
If I mix hot and cold, I get neither.
Right.
If grace is God's idea, grace is God's best idea.
Yes. Right.
Grace is God's best idea. Then mixing it down, diluting it with something else. Is it's the enemy's, right?
Adulteration.
It's the enemy's idea. It's the devil's idea to water this thing down, right?
Right.
And you mix good news, you cheapen it with this bad news, you end up with basically not gospel, which is good news. You end up with this this nullified grace message, because grace all of a sudden now becomes yes, but. Mm-hmm. I love you, but. So that's
right.
The bad but, right?
Bad
right.
But. I like good but.
And all of a sudden, the gospel of Jesus, is all of a sudden just jacked up, right?
Yeah.
So, I know that was just a long diversion to my friend is looking for a place to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
But, when you're looking for your people,
yeah,
it's important when I tell folks when they, you know, one of the fears about retirement and moving is finding your tribe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw a bumper sticker that said, "I didn't retire, but I surrendered." I thought I was laughing when I said
that's
that.
Funny. Yeah. That's a good one.
So just a couple summary thoughts for you on this Old Covenant, New Covenant, Old Testament, New Testament, law message, grace message.
Yeah.
Right? This Old Covenant, right? the whole thing, man is making promises to your promises. Mm-hmm. Man's going to do these things. The problem is we keep breaking them repeatedly. Right? New covenant, the promises shift to not us, to God.
Yeah.
And he keeps them forever.
Right? Right.
We break them repeatedly. New covenant. He keeps promises forever, right?
He loves us, yeah.
There's a... the law, it's like we will, and the new and the grace, he will.
So do you think that it's possible, I believe this, but if people are trying to live by the law still, they're still trying to live by the law, that way, and they don't live by grace, that then they don't have to be accountable for... Because when you're living by grace and you're in freedom, and you have that freedom, you make a mistake, but it's a different kind of thing than living by the law. So you have to dot your I's, cross your T's. You got to do everything perfectly. You got to check the box down that row, and then you don't ever have to really, you never ever get out of the box. You always stay in the box, and you can't like. I feel it's a way, a cop-out. I feel it's a way that you don't have to.
How about this, though?
You know what I mean?
How about this? Have you ever seen somebody get something they don't deserve?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
It depends on what it is.
Well, yeah, I totally agree, Dan, yes.
How about, there's something inside of you, especially, and sometimes, let's make him a bad guy, and a jerk.
Yeah.
Here's a jerk.
Yeah.
And he just got honored. He just got blessed. He just got an award. He just got something inside of us goes, what the heck?
Mm-hmm. Right.
No stinking way. No stinking way. Where?
I had that happen.
The law says you're going to be blessed if you do good. Okay? Mm-hmm. But grace says, he just says, you're blessed because God's good.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything. And
that's
our,
what I mean.
Our, this is part of our brokenness. This is part of our, why we need a Savior. It's trying to get our head around the goodness of God, that he loves us unconventionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so radical.
So in the law, everything's works.
Well, it's so radical.
Right?
You can't possibly believe that God could love somebody unconditionally, even that jerk, even that super bad guy that does diddle. I mean, we can't get her out. And so the law to us makes sense, because all of a sudden it's like, no. God may love you, but I don't. And so I'm going to put my justice on you. We get more. We come in and we disrupt the. And so there's something about us that is the law, because we cannot fathom somebody loves us so much.
So I had that happen to me and Danny at work once. I was asked to take a position two times, okay, and I turned them down on it. And then finally it came up, and I actually kind of wanted that position. And then that happened. What you just said, and somebody got that position, and I think it was more, I was probably going to tell them I didn't want it. The point was that they didn't ask me if I wanted it. I told them I would have turned them down. It was later on down the road, they apologized to me. The point is I found that that's not what God wants me to do. That's why I was telling you what I'm going to be doing, Danny.
Yes.
And that, I did not plan that. I just rolled in to be a trainer. Down the road, I'll be training other workers how to do stuff, how to do what I do.
That's awesome.
And then, it's a lot of freedom in that. So, just saying,
You know what? When God says
God's
rest, God says rest, when God says be quiet, He's bringing us to a place where we're just looking at Him, and we're accepting.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Yeah,
and we just, and our peace comes because He loves me. our hope because I know he loves me. And all those, when the enemy brings things in your path, you know, you're like, our security is, it's okay, he loves me. And there's just, none of this is dependent on
us.
Really, all I have to do is go, thanks. And really, all we're doing is loving him back. So.
I mean, even Jonah, like Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh, and he didn't like it. He didn't want to do any of it. I didn't want to do none of it. Because he wanted those, I think he wanted them destroyed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what it got, that's unbelievable. Like, that's amazing. And God's heart is
what
like,
did God say
wow,
to Peter?
I don't want you to.
God,
oh, yeah.
You want us to, was it Peter, angel? He said, God, well, why don't we, you know, pray hellstones?
Oh, it was James and
James.
James and John.
Said, you don't know what spirit
you're asking.
It's like, that's not.
I've been working on a present. Be teaching on grace.
Come on.
I just finished one on. I'm ready to do one on. I think it's. There are no selfies in
heaven.
I finished that one.
There's no what?
No selfies,
no selfies in heaven.
But it's really, it's about vision.
Oh.
It's about vision.
Wow.
And so, I just finished that, and I started, I said, what am I going to do next? I think I should do grace. I said, what do I know about grace? Well, I must have something in my notes that'll kind of give me a kickstart. I just heard, I don't have anything on grace. Nobody teaches on grace.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I found was a little acrostic poem that from way back when I was first saved. And I can't even forget it. I was like, it's ingrained in me. And I read through it. And I said, it doesn't say anything. It doesn't tell you what grace is. But it's a very basic teaching of Baptist churches, of Presbyterian churches, all the churches, do, including Biola, they use this acrostic all the time. I said, but it doesn't tell you what grace is. It doesn't say anything about what grace is. And so I'm going to start with that
come on.
Acrostic.
Oh,
I found one of my own acrostics that I was looking through my because I do acrostics and I haven't done it a long time. I said, I should do this because, and suddenly done me. Now is the time that God has been saving all these acrostics because now I'm teaching.
Come on, that's fun.
And so I've got several of them. I mean, she put them in a file. I have this file, and it's about that fat. And it's just got, I have pads of things where I would listen to a sermon. I go, oh, that's about this. And then God would give me an acrostic about it. And that would be my notes on a sermon. And I was done before he started preaching. Because I knew where it was going, and I would compare it.
That's just
that'd
too
fun.
And that's pretty cool.
And when there, and it's really sad because when I've had acrostics that are empty, I have a word there, there's nothing, and it suddenly dawned on me that God was saying He's not saying anything. He's not saying anything. I said, "Oh." And so, I'm working on grace,
come on.
But I've got also on self-use.
That's cool. That's good.
Well,
that's
I don't know where I was going with that.
That's a great
one. Other than to like just give you some, we're box two.
Yeah.
And it's and enjoy box two, grace people, thrive in box two, don't throw stones.
Yeah.
Right.
But, and pull people into box two with you. And it's who you are. You're created for box two. You're box two lovers, you're box two teachers.
Right.
And
don't be threes lukewarm, right?
Threes lukewarm. Yeah. It's like
forget about it.
We don't forget about it. Here I'm gonna close with one verse out of Jeremiah. What an Old Testament verse?
Come on.
Why?
It's like, I mean, even with the
where's the Old Testament? Where is it pointing to?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right.
Old Testament. Come on. Yes, track the story, track the messaging of the entire Old Testament.
Yeah.
It totally points to the cross. Mm-hmm. The entire Old Testament is a setup for the cross. 100%.
You know, so So it's like with the box three people, like my friend. Oh, well, you didn't do enough reading. You need to read. You need to like, and I told him, I go,
that's a box
three. So you wanted to look up image, right? Image. So I looked up image. And God made us in his image. There's a reason why. So he was trying to tear that apart.
Oh,
and make it, because, you know, that's what they try to do, is try to make it. So, and I said, so God made us in his image. Did you read the whole thing? Do you know why he did that? To separate us from the beast, from the, we're different. We're.
Did you read your Jeremiah?
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're created.
Go ahead.
Right, because we're Christ bearers.
Yeah, right. And so he goes, prove to me what you know, did. You should, I don't have to prove anything. So when you guys read that, when you were reading that scripture, I don't have to prove anything. All I have to do is walk in the light and be an example. Amen.
Jeremiah 32. Right? Jeremiah 32, verse 40.
Cool. Oh, let me look it up.
We'll end with this. I'll read it out of it.
Okay, go ahead, Danny.
New Living Testament.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good for them.
That's awesome.
I will put a desire in their heart to worship me, and they'll never leave me.
That's awesome.
Here we go. He's putting a desire in our hearts just to be with him. And so this week, the Holy Spirit, I feel like you gave us a word today that just says, to be attentive to Holy Spirit this week. I just believe. So is that a prayer? Is that a prophecy? Let's just say that over us. Holy Spirit has a word for you this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I pray into your dreaming this week.
Yeah.
To your quiet time with your coffee or your tea, that Holy Spirit is ministering and dropping things into your thinking. Into your heart, there's just gonna be unctions or desires that you have this week. It might be texting somebody, calling somebody, praying for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just position yourself right now to say yes to Holy Spirit. It might feel uncomfortable at the workplace or at the store this week, but let's just say yes to Holy Spirit's direction, what he wants to do. I just feel he's taking us to a place of new Holy Spirit frontiers.
Yes.
So God, we just, we're ambassadors of box two.
Yes.
We're grace lovers, we're grace preachers, we're grace teachers, we're grace prophesiers, we're grace encouragers. God, we're grace ambassadors.
Yes. Right.
And as Dave said, image, we bear your image.
Yes.
God, we represent Christ.
Yes.
You said, hey, here's the baton, take it.
Right.
So we just represent Jesus. That's our love language. Jesus is our love language. Everywhere we go, we represent the character, the nature of Jesus. That's what glory is, guys. So we just receive his glory today. Amen?
Amen. Amen.